104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, every now and then we get to interview, only people I could describe as special,
yep.
High achievers, and this is one of them. I'm really looking forward to talking to this fella who I think it's fair to say might have been to hell and back, and he's on his way back, and he's making some great progress. And we're talking about our very own world champion from the world of BMX, Sam Willoughby. Sam, thanks so much for taking our call.
No worries. Thanks for the call.
Sam, can we just say first up, we've just seen some footage of you this morning back on a bike. I mean, this is unbelievable news. You're actually back pedaling away and getting a heap of strength back.
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to progress in the right direction. I mean, still a long way to go, but it's been a positive step for me. I started out on an electric stimulation bike, basically, that pretty much pedaled itself for me. And then slowly, as rehab's gone on and things have started progressing, we got me a spin bike and have put me up on there, and it's something that obviously my body was pretty used to prior to the injury, and it seems to have taken to it pretty well, and I'm actually able to sort of start the bike and keep it pedaling by myself, which was quite a big milestone for me in my recovery.
What is your goal? You want to walk at your wedding? Or?
Yeah, that's my goal. I mean, Elise and I are getting married at the end of the year, and December 31st on New Year's Eve. And that's kind of my goal since the injury, was to be up on my feet and able to, you know, walk her down the aisle and stand there and do the whole deal. So still a ways off that, but heading in the right direction. I'm able to stand now for short periods and just constantly. It's one of those injuries that there really is no a structured recovery program to come back. Everyone's so different with this injury, and it's impossible to know kind of what nerves you've hit, and you've really just got to do the repetitiveness of the rehab and try to recreate those pathways.
Sam, just refresh everyone's memory. This happened about 7 months ago. It's a spinal injury. What is it exactly? Which joint is it that you hurt and that you damaged?
Yeah, so I broke my neck at C5, 6, and 7, but C6 basically was the one that paralyzed me, because that one displaced and hit my spinal cord. And I guess the positive out of any of that is that it's called an incomplete spinal cord injury. So I still have signal at the bottom of my spinal cord from the time of injury. Like, I could feel my toes, and that's why they operated instantly, basically. Now it's basically a very long process of trying to go around the damaged part of the spinal cord and recreate pathways of to try to basically get function of my legs. But
you're doing all the rehabilitation in the US, Sam, is that right? Are you planning on coming home at all to live and to continue on that, or are you staying in the USA?
Yeah, for right now I'm staying here. I've got quite a good system here with rehabilitation and some great people actually here in California. There's quite a few spinal cord injury facilities here, and so I'm working with a guy right now, Eric Harness, who actually comes to my house almost every day of the week, and we have got pretty much all the equipment we need at the house, and at doing rehab here. So for now, I'll be here probably through the end of the year to try to just make as much progress as I can, but I would like to return to Adelaide in the near future at some point, yeah.
Now, Sam, this weekend, this is great news. It's the Sam Willoughby fundraising game. Now, this is the Adelaide Crows taking on Port Adelaide in the SANFL. This is at Woodville Oval, Mourne Team Oval, on the weekend. And there's a special function, Sam. This is raising money. This is called the Strength for 91 function. What's the Strength for 91?
When I first got injured, I was in hospital, there was a BMX photographer. He just put something up on one of his social media pages, and he made a logo. My race number was 91, and he just made a logo and called it Strength for 91, and then from there it just kind of took off. Everyone was, you know, reposting it and whatever else, and showing a lot of support through that name. So they decided to call my foundation Through the Road to Recovery Strength for 91.
Well, if you want to help out Sam Willoughby, and the showdown is on this Saturday, Adelaide Crows v Port Adelaide. Tickets are $70. It's going to be a great area to watch the game, which will be a cracking game as well. And if you want to book tickets, you can email strengthfor91merch@hotmail.com.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, before you leave us, Sam, I believe now your fiance, she's still riding and competing, I think I'm right in saying. She must be very mentally strong.
Yeah, no, she's very, very strong. She's been through a lot herself, and in the last few years and continuing to race. And I mean, my accident was it was a freak accident. It was just one of those things that happened, you know, wrong place at the wrong time. And I don't just stop her or put the brakes on her career in any way. She's having a lot of success right now, and we try not to let it affect her in any way in that respect. But she's definitely been here for me, especially in these last few months with all the rehabilitation and traveling back and forth. And now, obviously, she's got her feet back on the ground and back into training and hoping to do pretty well at the World Championship.
Well, you're inspiring us, Sam. Watching that video was awesome to see you making progress. And let's hope that, mate, that you can walk down the aisle at your wedding and make a great recovery. So, if people want to get involved, head to Woodville Oval this Saturday. It'll be a great day.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for talking to us, mate, and good luck in the month to come.
Yeah, no, thank you, and thank you to everyone back there in Adelaide and for all the support that I've already given, and I hope that the footy's a great day this weekend.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Sam Willoughby. It's the fundraising match tomorrow. Sam Willoughby, our guest.